This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A lot of what's going on in the still oh-so-tight American labor market is demographics. Baby boomers retiring, Gen X, it's coming for you soon enough, and not enough of their kids or grandkids to take their place in the labor force. The historic safety valve, if you will, that's kept this economy going in times of demographic change? Immigration. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that one.
If you look at the last 120 years or so, the rate of U.S. population growth has had its ups and downs, says Brookings Institution demographer William Fry.
Close to 1%, sometimes even 2% a year. The 2% was during the baby boom years of the 1950s.
During the pandemic, that number dipped to a low point, just 0.16%. And the census projects stagnant growth in the U.S.-born population in the next decades.
What are we going to do with so few people and maybe a decline in our labor force population? That's the issue now, and that's where immigration comes in.
Immigration is what drove the population growth to inch back to pre-pandemic levels in 2023 to 0.5%. But why do we need the population to grow anyhow? It has to do with maintaining a healthy balance between workers and retirees, says UC Davis economist Giovanni Perry.
So a big imbalance there will generate more burden and cost per worker to support a retired person.
And retirees have money to spend on things like hospitality and healthcare. But those sectors need more workers. So if 500,000 people retire every year,
an inflow of 500,000 immigrants per year will just keep the labor force where it is. Really, the American economy will have to absorb the shrinkage if there is nobody who comes.
He says immigration stabilizes the economy and can keep employers from having to compete for workers by increasing wages. Economist Jose Buccelli is with UT El Paso.
What most businesses do sometimes is they will move those extra costs to the consumer, and that creates inflation.
He says the U.S. economy would benefit from policies like increasing caps on work visas. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.